Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and we're about to get into second date update. You know how this works.
Yep. If you go on a date and then you kind of want to see that person again, maybe they haven't reached out and you're just wondering why, we will call them to figure out what is happening. So Connor is on the phone. Hi, Connor.
What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing all right. Let's see. We got your email about Amelia. So, okay, I know you guys met on Hinge and then you went to coffee. So I guess tell us a little bit about the date and where it stands right now.
So we met on Hinge and decided to do a coffee date. We both live in Marin, so we decided to hang out, and we decided to do it at Pete's.
Okay.
You know, easy, non-committal. It was perfect. I honestly, I don't really get why people who, you know, with so much dating online, when with the apps and everything like that, like they do the whole dinner and stuff. It just seems
like a lot of time.
Extravagant. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're going to click with somebody in like the first 30 seconds. So why suffer through an entire meal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just do the quick Americano. If it sucks and it's awkward, and deuces,
get a croissant too. You got to get a baked good. Make it worth your while.
Also,
sure,
let's not gloss over the fact that he picked a coffee shop right off of 101 for the easy escape route.
You said it, I didn't, but you know, maybe. Well, she was awesome. She was super cool. We had a vibe, and not gonna lie, she was pretty hot as well. And so we seemed to click. We're both dog owners, and the date went really well. She's into live music, so am I. And, you know, we couldn't wait back to get back to doing that type of stuff. And hopefully, I was hoping that, you know, we could do it together. But
Did you reach out to her after the date?
We were texting back and forth before the date and constantly sharing memes and witty banter and everything like that. And, yeah, I've reached out since, and there's been sporadic stuff here and there. But It's not the same as it used to be, and it's just kind of, it's whittled down to pretty much nothing.
All right. Sucks.
So, yeah.
She's pumping the brakes. Our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's how it's going to go. We'll have you on the line, mute out your phone, and we will call her and see what she says about the date. Maybe we'll get some answers. Heck, maybe we'll get a second date. That's really the goal. So can you hang out for a song?
Will do.
All right. We're going to play this, and then we'll get to it. It's a second date update on Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. You're listening to Second Date Update. Let's get into it. Connor is on hold. What's the situation, Sandy?
All right, so Connor and Amelia met on Hinge. Looks like they went just for a nice little coffee date in San Rafael. You went to Pete's. Good conversation, good chemistry. You texted a little bit before the date, but then after, you have not heard from her. So we're going to give her a call. Connor, I know you know how this works. Try to stay quiet because we don't want her to know you're on the line. And then we'll just see what's going on with her, okay?
Sounds good.
Cool.
Hell, hold on, Connor. Mute your phone out and let's give her a shout right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Amelia?
Yes, this is Amelia.
Hi, Amelia. This is Marcus and Sandy. We are on a morning show on Star 101.3.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you calling?
We are actually calling on behalf of somebody. Have you heard of our segment called Second Date Update?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, basically, we talk to people who are trying to meet people, maybe date, maybe go out. We heard from a guy named Connor who knows you, and I guess you guys went out recently and coffee or something like that, and he had a good time, and he hasn't heard from you, so he actually contacted us to try to see what's going on.
Oh, Yeah, I remember Connor. We went on a date. He's a sweet guy, and the date was fine. So,
okay.
I haven't talked to him much since then. He pulled a move at the very end of the date, and it made me lose respect for him almost immediately.
Oh.
But I just decided I didn't need that.
What happened?
Well, we met for coffee at Peace, and we had a great conversation. I mean, he was sweet. He was a gentleman. I enjoyed myself, but when the date was over, we got up to leave, and he left his nearly empty Americano on the table outside, and I was like, okay, let me just, you know, take your cup and throw it away. And I asked him, you know, if I could do that. And he said, no, he wanted to leave it on the table. He said, nah, someone will just drink it.
Ew.
And I thought that was weird. I was worried that it was going to get blown, you know, just into the street. It was a pretty windy day. Exactly. And I wanted to help him. I was like, let me just throw it away for you. And he didn't want me to do that, you know? So he told me it was going to make a homeless person's day if he just left it there.
Okay.
He said that?
Well, okay, Amelia, Connor is on the phone with us, so I'm sorry to surprise you with that. But
Connor, let's talk.
Do you just leave your stuff around like that?
I mean, I don't leave all stuff around like that. I mean, I can't believe that this is the reason that you bounced, Amelia. Look, it was a perfectly good Americano, and somebody might actually enjoy it. I don't understand what the big deal is. Why would you toss it?
Yeah, I mean, who says stuff like that? Like, no normal person is just going to leave their leftovers out like that. And the fact that you think a homeless person would be so grateful to have your leftover, like, food and drink, like, that's pretty degrading. Like, you're making yourself seem like you're way above this person.
You are completely misconstruing that. I am doing this person, I'm doing whomever a favor. I took, like, two sips. I mean, it's not like I don't have cooties, and it's not like somebody wouldn't actually enjoy it. I mean, it's...
Connor,
I think you're overreacting.
Okay, here's my question, Connor. Do you do this with everything?
I mean, if it's, like, a food item like that, like, yeah,
you
sure.
Just leave it out?
Yeah, if there's enough of it, I mean, it's not like it's like the end of like a hot dog bun. I'm not going to like leave it out or whatever because, you know, that's useless. But like, a somewhat significant portion of food. Like, yeah, sure, why not? Why let things go to waste?
No, I'm sorry. That just doesn't sit right with me. Like, if you really wanted to help someone, you would just go and buy them a fresh coffee. You wouldn't leave them your leftovers. And that's pretty much littering, leaving something out like that.
I mean, I can't believe it.
Okay.
I think you're overreacting.
Do either one of you want to try this again? I don't know if this is going anywhere, but we have to ask.
Amelia?
No.
Ladies first.
I don't want to see him again.
All right, cool. Hang on. She was not pleased.
Yeah, no, she was not.
And he was a toolbox.
Oh.
Sorry. Anyways, anyway, I can't. 7:05 weekday mornings, you've got Second Date Update. We replay at 9:05, and then it's on the podcast. So download the free iHeartRadio app and go search out Marcus and Sandy. You're going to see about a half dozen podcasts of ours right there.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.